Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Most people may not realize that during the college admissions process, and when you're done with college or you're looking for a job at any point in your life, college counselors, HR representatives, and employers, they're searching for you online. In some instances, the results of this search may impact the decisions they make about you, whether you get hired or whether you get into a college. Josh Oakes is here today to provide us tips on how to manage and maintain your social media and other online profiles that will help you wow admission officers, showcase your skills and talents to prospective employers, and really teach us how to put our best foot forward online. Josh, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, and what should people post on social media to impress college and future employers? I know that's a broad question, but what would they start with?
No, it's a really great question. I'll tell you what, if there's one overlying thing that they should think about right before they post, they should ask themselves, is this positive? And that's really what colleges and future employers want to see. They understand, Erica, if we want to take a few selfies. Hey, we're human. We're normal. That's fine. And we tell students, you can have fun. You can be silly. That's okay. But be positive. And that means don't tear down another person. Don't complain about a TV show. Don't complain about, you know, the traffic and stuff like that. Because when you're looking for future opportunities, and you mentioned this before in a past segment, something I call the silent opportunity killer, the SOK. Some people just always are down on their luck and they feel like, oh, I never get a call back. Well, if they were to look at their social media or the words in which they use, they might be highly negative. They might be disruptive to their future opportunities because people see your social media and they think that's how you behave in real life. And it may not be the case, but why not turn it into something positive so it puts your best foot forward?
Yeah, and I that's such a great point that being negative, and even when you're not trying to be, like, whether it be a review of something or whatever it is, it's, you know, I think it's best just to keep those kinds of things to yourself. Like, why put out the negativity out there? And like you said, people will think that that's kind of how you project that onto the world. So they don't really want someone maybe around them that's going to be negative or disruptive or fearful of something. And so that's a fantastic tip. So how can people, how could, like, young adults out there, let's say, with in terms of getting a job, with getting hired, how could they, from college to coming out and entering the real world, what kind of things should they put out there if they haven't had a job before, they haven't really done much, instead of just social pictures and social situations, what could they do that's more professional?
Yeah, good question. I'm going to give you a couple don'ts and then a bunch of do's. So the don'ts in the beginning are weed through your old photos on Instagram and any other network that you're on and go through and try and remove anything that could be seen as political or a little too religious or negative. And that's because you don't need more things. You should stand on, your skills should shine through and your resume or your college application should be what they really judge you on, and then you should have a positive online footprint that should not really ask somebody to say, oh, are they going to be talking politics in the office? So just go through and try and weed any of those out. Nobody needs to know on social media if you're upsetting 50% of the country or not. That's just my professional recommendation. You can talk about that with your family, send private emails, you know, whoever, people that agree or disagree with you. Next, we recommend that you take, if you can, if you're ever volunteering or you have any skills or you're at a really neat event, consider hiding any red cups from the photos and hiding anything that would look silly or peace signs or Miley Cyrus-esque type photos where she's sticking her tongue out. And instead, take a classy group photo. And I call this being inclusive. It's not a selfie. And you can have fun and take a couple selfies. But take a classy group photo that's inclusive. Hey, here's me at this wonderful event. Thank you. And then below it, say thank you to my friends or thank you to this organization for inviting me to this and giving me the opportunity to do this, right? And those kinds of posts, more often than not, employers say this and colleges say this. They go, wow, this is interesting. This is somebody that's a leader. This is somebody that we're judging them based on how positive their friends are. Their friends look great. There's no tongue sticking out. They take life seriously. They're positive. We can't afford not to get this person in here for an interview. And they really do judge us based on how our friends behave, because who we hang out with is really who we are in the long run. So if you were to pepper in, Erica, a few of these positive group photos that you add an event that's great, you're hiding some, you know, hiding anything that could be negative and showing only a positive thing, here's what it does. When you go in for an interview, first of all, you might get more callbacks. You might get more opportunities thrown at you. This happens to me all the time because I'm always trying to be as positive as possible online while also still being authentic. But second, they're going to say, hey, tell me about this event you were at. I saw this photo of you taking a group photo where you're volunteering at this event. Talk to me about how that was. They have something to bring up. It's a discussion point.
Right, right. And also, like you said, to have these pictures where you feel like you're being thoughtful, you feel like you're acknowledging, something that you do day in and day out or an organization. I just think that's such a great tip. And how can people find you? I know you go and speak to schools. If anyone's out there listening that wants you to come talk to their school or talk to their, community, how can they find you?
Yeah, people go to faithsmartsocial.com. And if you have any teenagers or tweens and want to learn about the apps, there's a big button there that says learn more about good and bad teen apps. But then also, it really has a bunch of parenting tips on there too. And also, a lot of these videos, Erica, they work for people. Really, all humans are the same, even when we're young. And also when we're millennials and when we're 30 or 40 or 50, behaving online is there's still similar principles that we can use to impress colleges as well as future employers.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there's communities of parents out there that are highly concerned with how their child comes off in social media and what they could do to help. You know, sometimes kids do need a little push in one direction. What can you tell parents to do to help kids?
That's a really good question. Tip number one is to always have a dialogue. It's going to be a little uncomfortable for the parents, but the more they open up about a dialogue, that's going to be better. That really is the number one app or tool that's out there, really. Everybody wants a silver bullet, but that's the silver bullet. The more dialogue you have, the better. Second, they can go to Google to start, in the past segment we talked about this, go start searching for their kid online to just see what comes up. And by the way, when you do this alone and you search for your kid and see what comes up, then you feel comfortable. Bring your kid in the room and say, hey, let's have a dialogue. Let's giggle at this. Well, who's that person? Who's that person? And then all of a sudden, the student gets aligned towards their future. There's one more tip that I do that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Every time I go speak to students, I ask the students to raise their hand and say, who knows what their dream college is, their dream school? They raise their hand. And I ask a few of the students, and I get them pumped up about their future. And as soon as I get them pumped up about their future and the college that they want to go to, then I start showing them how social media can either help or hurt them getting into that school. And now we're on the same team. Now I'm showing them how to unlock their future, and they get really pumped up.
Right, and they relate, and they want to know because they, it's their dream, it's their intention. So, but I think most people want to hear, specifically what they can and cannot do. And I love that you say to have a dialogue and communicate with the kids. And it sounds like just to be compassionate and have fun with that discussion. I know there's so many parents out there that are hesitant and kind of fearful, like, my kid doesn't want to have me involved in that. Or, they just don't feel like they could be part of that discussion. But what you're saying is fantastic that, you should have these discussions and it should be a light kind of thing that you're not afraid of and afraid of, having that talk with your children.
So true.
Yeah. And you find parents are a little bit hesitant sometimes?
Some of them are. They'll be in the back of the room with their arms crossed. But by the end of my 90-minute session with parents, they're usually opening up because really what we need to do is just have a dialogue with, here's what your students are thinking. Here's what colleges are thinking. Here's a few of the dangers, but then here's how very good social media is and how you need to embrace it a little bit and talk with your students. By the end of the 90-minute session, parents are usually feeling good about it.
Okay, great. And everyone can find you, your website, safesmartsocial.com, correct?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Josh, for all these amazing tips and tools for parents and young adults and adults out there that are kind of being more mindful about their online presence. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well.